Now, Andrei, how do I pronounce your full name?
It's Andrei Vlodar. My full name is actually Andrzej Wlodarczyk. I'm from Poland originally. However, for business and everything else, I'm just Andrzej Wlodar.
Okay, here we go. Well, this is a very special treat for me. I've got a guest on Robinhood Radio today who is going to speak on something that's extremely important. It is both international, national, and local. Andrew Lobar is joining us, and he has put together a fundraiser that I think you all have to listen to and possibly participate in. It is coming up on Saturday, the 12th. It's a fundraiser for Ukraine. Now, it's been put together at the last minute, but as we all know, there is no last minute. Ukraine needs help and needs help. Now, Andrei, thanks for joining us, and thanks for letting me know about this fundraiser.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on your radio.
Well, I know that I have been following this breathlessly, not only on the news networks, but the various video releases that are coming out of the Ukraine. Let's talk about this fundraiser and get all the details on it. Now, this is going to be on Saturday, March 12th, 12:30 to 3 at the Rhee Institute, which is located on Boston Corners Road. Let's talk a little bit about how you put this together, first of all.
Well, let me tell you, I woke up on Sunday morning. So today it's Tuesday. Sometimes it's a blur because we literally, since the war started on February 24th, we've been all sleeping maybe 4 or 5 hours a night. Everyone obviously is watching too much news. But so the idea for this fundraiser was born just 48 hours ago. And all I can tell you is that with the incredible support, we have fantastic community. We are proud to live in Millerton. We are proud to be members of Lakeville, Sharon, Pine Plains, Hillsdale. Our fundraising right now goes from Millerton all the way to Hudson, to Chatham, to Saratoga, not to mention, obviously, Sweden, Poland. I happen to work for a Swedish company, and the CEO of my Swedish company, he told me, and I found out it only last week, he told me that he adopted his daughter from Kiev. So it touches his heart just like it touches anybody's heart. So my company donated $100,000 to help Ukrainians. So all I can tell you is about the fundraiser. I called first probably Jerry from Herondale Farm. Jerry is a great friend and supporter of all different causes. And I said, Jerry, would you do a little barbecue for us? And can you ask Jack from Jacuterie, your son? Do you think he could do some salamis and, you know, some food for us? Absolutely. Next, I called Michelle and Patricia from former Stissing House and now Champêtre. And Michelle said, absolutely, count us in. We're going to do stuffed cabbage, wow. Ukrainian style. Next, I called my dear friend who is a neighbor and he's a private chef. His name is Matthew Lodis. And he said, I will do special shiitake ricotta verenki. Verenki in Ukraine, it's like pierogies, right?
Okay. Yep.
So with toasted walnuts. Then my Ukrainian friends who are from between Sheffield and Boston, Alicia and Jorge, they gonna be making Ukrainian borscht. So So this was all committed within literally 3-4 hours from all these people. Then we went, I went to Les Gamins in Sharon, and Robert from Les Gamins said, absolutely, I'm in. Then I called Le Caviste in Stamfordville, the wine store. And he said, absolutely, Antoine. And Antoine, I'm donating wine for the cause. So, you know, it's basically grassroots. But I have some experience with grassroots and nonviolence protest. I'm originally from Poland. I left in 1986 when Poland was under communism. And my grandfather was killed by the Russians during the Second World War. If you remember, the Germans entered Poland September 1st, 1939 from one side, and Russians entered Poland stabbing it in the back on September 17th, so 2 weeks later. And unfortunately, my grandfather was unlucky. He was taken by the Russians. If he was taken by the Germans, he would have survived the war because they at least obeyed Geneva Conventions. So my grandfather was killed in what it's called Katyn Forest, where more than 15,000 Polish officers got just one shot in the head. So it is personal for me. In 1981, when obviously Russians were trying to pacify Poland, the Solidarity Movement, December 13th, 1981, I was senior in my high school. I was barely 18. And they took my history professor, they took my literature professor at midnight from the homes, from the apartments, and they put to internment camps more than 30,000 people overnight. That's how totalitarian regimes operate. So the only way is we went underground and we practiced what, you know, what we've read, what we've learned from Martin Luther King, from Gandhi. We've organized silent sit-ins. We've organized flowers in our professors' classes every single day. They would confiscate them and we would put them back again. My first printing experience is on letterpress. You had to be careful because your hands would get dirty and police were always looking for that. Anyway, our first contribution started already on February 26, Saturday. I went to the market, as I always do, Millerton Farm Market, and we there normally at 10 a.m. as they open. And after the market, I started to knock on businesses' doors. And guess what? First people who said, absolutely, we're gonna start fundraising right now, just tell us what can we do, where can we donate money. It was Montage Antiques. Mm-hmm. I walked into Oblong. Dick wasn't there on Sunday, but they gave me the email and said, put it in email. We will make sure that Dick Herman gets it. I walked into Harney's Teas. I walked into the Oakhurst Diner. I mean, I was just walking from door to door and asking people to help Ukrainians. And guess what? The same day, we raised first funds, and on Saturday afternoon, we drove to the city because I bank with Chase and there's no Chase around here. I should start banking with local bank. But we sent $1,450 first funds on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. to Lviv, directly to Ukraine. The funds got there on Tuesday, so 2 business days transfer. Chase was already not accepting funds to go to other cities, but Lviv is right on the border, you know, 50 miles, 43 miles from Polish border, Western Ukraine. So they still, it's like a hub right now for everyone. So the funds got in on Tuesday to Lviv. Laptops, two laptops were bought right there because volunteers for the special unit of Ukrainian Armed Forces Psychological Unit. They are our friends. They are sons of our friends. We've been to Lviv many times. We love Ukraine. I've been to Kiev. I actually, one day, I ran into Christiana Manpur. We were staying in the same hotel in Kiev. And I commended her for her work because I love her reporting. Anyway, the laptops were starting to be put in use same day on Tuesday. And by Wednesday and Thursday, we started to get little films of propaganda to boost morale of Ukrainian people and Ukraine army.
Well, we are speaking right now, once again, here on Robin Hood Radio with Andrei. And Andrei has put together an impressive fundraiser that's being held once again on Saturday, this Saturday, the 12th. It'll be at the Rhee Institute, Boston Corners Road in Millerton, New York. The donation is $150. And folks, 100% of that $150 will go to aid Ukraine, because so many people have donated to set this whole event up on Saturday in between 12:30 and 3 at the Rhee Institute. Once again, you're going to have typical Ukrainian stuffed cabbage, and you're going to have from Herondale Farm, and charcuterie and traditional barbecue. I understand that Mary O'Brien from Chihuahua is also baking for you.
Absolutely. Mary is a good friend, and Mary volunteered. She said, how many cakes do you want? Do you want 10? Do you want 5? And I said, Mary, let's do 5. You know, we're going to have so much food that people are volunteering also, you know. Oh, Joan Osofsky, listen to this. Joan said, I have not made stuffed cabbage in 30 years, and I want to cook something myself. So she will be in addition to Michelle. So we're going to have maybe a little competition in tastes, you know, whose stuffed cabbage will be better, Joan's or Michelle's?
You know, it's a virtual smorgasbord. You're going to have pierogies. You're going to have Ukrainian borscht. Now, I sit here and listen to this. My grandmother was Hungarian, okay? So every food you mentioned, yes, stuffed cabbage, pierogies, everything that you're going to have there is something that I grew up with.
Well, I hope you do come.
Well, if I don't come, you will get at least $150 donation from me for the radio station personally to send along. And I want people to know that this, once again, is a fundraiser where 100% of the proceeds are going to definitely help people in Ukraine. You've watched this on TV. You've heard the pleas. This is your chance locally to get involved. On Saturday the 12th, a fundraiser for Ukraine at the Rhee Institute from 12:30 till 3. Now, if people just want to make a cash donation or send a check or anything like that, is there a way they can do that, the people that are listening now?
Absolutely. And we partnered with one of the Ukrainian organization, which is called Sunflower of Peace. They are a 501(c) charity. And they started to raise from the beginning of the war and this invasion, mainly for what it's called IFAK kits, IFAK. Those are the backpacks for paramilitaries. Backpacks for paramedics. One backpack contains enough trauma kits and other medicines that can save 10 people, 10 lives. The need is enormous. We've had requests for up to 300,000 of those backpacks. So my company called Cellmark that I work for, we donated $50,000 to Sunflower of Peace just for that purpose. We are also, I'm very proud because we were able to help evacuate orphanage from Kyiv. 23 kids and the 7 helpers, they've been in bomb shelters for 5-6 days. Last Wednesday, thanks to brave people and the helpers, they arrived in Warsaw in Poland. And I have videos of that. I have pictures. We will be playing those videos at our fundraiser. So we sent already $25,000 just for those orphans. But I must tell you that this is not a 501c3 organization. It is a Polish charity. So if people need to get the tax deduction from businesses, we suggest to donate to Sunflower of Peace. There is another Ukrainian charity that we support. It's called Razem, Together, and it's basically Together for Ukraine. They are one of the largest charity organizations, and I work with them very closely. We've raised a lot of money for them. They got recently a huge donation of $1 million from CEO of Netflix. So you see, Razem, they get big money. I want to support smaller organization or people directly in need. So
I want to remind people that you can make these donations. Sunflower for Peace is very easy to find on the web. Also, I through some other friends, we donated over $400 to the World Central Kitchen, which is also on the web, which is raising money for Ukraine. But you can also go to this event, which is not that far away from us, folks. It's on Saturday, 12:30 to 3 at the Ray Institute, 1395 Boston Corners Road in Millerton. Tons of traditional Ukrainian food and more. And a silent auction, by the way, also with local art. So you can bid on and a silent auction as well. Order raise funds for Ukraine. Once again, donation for tickets is $150. Everything that is raised here, there's no cost, is going to benefit the people in Ukraine. Andrea, you've really put something together very quickly, and I hope a ton of people show up.
I do hope so. We're already getting RSVPs today that my heart melts. So many people. I can tell you that people from our community, such as, you know, Elise Harney's, she is coming, her family is coming. They hopefully will allow a little drone to take pictures from the top of the barn wrapped up by, we arranged for one of the largest Ukrainian flag banners, 180 inches by 120 inches. So it's gonna look spectacular. We're gonna have some music. Harney's donated 6 cases of the fabulous teas, you know, in bottled teas. We have donation of wine as well from Le Caviste, and we keep going. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, once again, congratulations on setting this up. And if you would, contact me again after this is over in case I don't get there. And just let me know how it went and how we can continue to donate to help the people in Ukraine.
Absolutely. And I will send you, because Stacy from Moore Printing in Millerton just donated the printing for the poster that we are preparing. You know, everything is set in motion. A lot of our friends, artists, they actually, as we speak, some of them are painting right now sunflowers, sunflower fields. We're going to have some tote bags that, again, another company donated with. The totes will be with the sunflower and a text, United for Ukraine. Literally an hour ago, I received a phone call from Mr. Tim Zagat, and he said, I will be ordering 1,000 t-shirts in color of Ukraine. And he will be donating them to us so we can raise money with those t-shirts. I'll tell you, the response from the community is fantastic.
Well, like I said, good luck with this. And of course, send our best to anybody and relatives or people that you know in Ukraine, and keep up the great work, Andre. And like I said, contact me after this is over and we'll talk more so we can keep this in front of the public. So they realize that this is a make it or break it for people in Ukraine, but also the rest of Europe and the free world. So thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you so much. And I just one thing that I want to tell you. My father lives in Warsaw. My brother is a doctor. His wife is a pediatrician. They all helping. Those kids, the orphans, when they come, first they need psychological help. What they've been through, this journey in the last few days, it's very traumatic. My father, 89-year-old, has a gardener, Ukrainian gardener. Guess what? 80,000 Ukrainians, men, they left Poland for Ukraine to defend their country. They're showing the whole world, Ukrainians, how to be brave, how to be courageous. And we should honor, and we should really honor all these people and try to help them as much as we can. As we say in Ukrainian, Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine.
Andre, it's been great speaking to you. And like I said, we'll check in later. Have a big, successful weekend this weekend.
Thank you so much.